You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
What's it like being a Christian? It's like getting ready for a new day full of surprises.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, give us the rewarding and even breathtaking excitement of knowing and following Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Help us to experience the constant surprise of your love in Christ our Lord. We pray with confidence in Him. Amen. What's it like to be a Christian? A lot of people ask that question, evidently because they have the idea that to be a Christian must be a very dull existence. Actually, it's the other way around. To be without God and without hope in the world is a very dull existence. It's the same thing all over again, every day. To be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, is not the humdrum thing that some people have made it out to be. It's exciting, rewarding, and sometimes breathtaking. Following Christ is a constant surprise. The only reason some Christians don't experience it is that they are not following Him too closely. They think of Him as someone off in the distance there somewhere, a dim figure faintly seen through the mists, a religious character whom you think about when you feel like being religious. That's not Jesus Christ. He died in our real world. He died for the sins of the real world. He was raised from the dead on a real morning, in a real day. He is alive and well in this real world of ours. His forgiveness is for real, and His life is for real. People who really follow Him find that out. What's it like being a Christian? It's like getting ready for a new day full of surprises. It's full of faith and love, two great qualities that get their meaning because both are directed to Him. Faith toward Jesus Christ and love for Jesus Christ. It's being a little like Him. God loved you and gave Jesus Christ for you so that you can love Him and give yourself to Him. As God forgives you, so you can forgive. Forgive one another, said one of His men, as God, for the sake of Christ, has forgiven you. That's a large order. It's mighty exciting, too exciting for the blood of a lot of people who will find good reasons why they can't do it. What's it like being a Christian? It's like meeting new people all the time. And not just giving them the time of day, but seeing them as they are, inviting them in and making them welcome. If you don't think that's exciting, try it sometime. That's what the Word of God advises Christians to do. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. That's from the 13th chapter of Hebrews. The most hospitable household in the world is the one where Christian people act out their faith and hold out welcoming arms to the stranger. I know that's not the picture many people have of a Christian household. It looks to them more like a closed shop where nobody is welcome unless he has been properly introduced regularly initiated and has gone through all the secret rites that they associate with the Christian community. There's nothing secret about being a Christian. Nothing secret at all. It's right out there where everybody can see it. The one secret is the one God kept all those years and finally disclosed to the world in His Son, Jesus Christ. It is the mystery of the ages. God loving when nobody really could expect Him to love. God giving His Son when nobody would expect Him to do that. God raising that Son from the dead after He had given His life for the sins of the world. God giving His Son lordship over everything in this wide world of ours. That's the one secret. But it is no longer a secret. It's there for everyone to see in the cross of Jesus Christ, erected in public. The shame of man has been made good by God, and the shame of God has become the salvation of the world. What's it like to be a Christian? It's like being a real man or woman, a real boy or girl. I meet manly boys and beautiful girls all the time. What makes them so manly and so lovely? Why, it's that they know Jesus Christ and follow Him. They're real people, without any need to pretend, with real friendliness to make you feel at home. I know what it is to be received hospitably by people who have no reason to do this, other than that they are Christians. This is one of the first and foremost notable marks of a real Christian, to be hospitable, willing to be a friend, offering you whatever comfort he can, making you feel at home, running the risk of being taken in by some charlatan who's ready to make the most of that kind of hospitality. A Christian is the kind of man to whom St. Peter was talking. The end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest, thoughtful men of prayer. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love makes up for many of your faults. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay for the night. Show hospitality without grudging. The apostles of Jesus Christ said it often enough that you begin to get the idea. It's one of the distinguishing qualities of a Christian. He's open to the lonely, the forsaken, the bitter, the strangers of this world. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. The writer of this wonderful and oft-quoted line with that captivating phrase, angels unawares, could have been thinking about a number of incidents that are told in the Old Testament. It could have been Abraham that day. He ran out from the oak grove at Mamre, where he was living in a tent. He welcomed three strangers. Sirs, he said, please don't go any further. Stop a while and rest here in the shade of this tree while I get water to refresh your feet and a bite to eat to strengthen you. Do stay a while before continuing your journey. All right, they said. Do as you have said. And Abraham ran back to the tent and said to Sarah, quick, mix up some pancakes. Use your best flour and make enough for the three of them. Then he ran out to the herd and selected a fat calf and told his servant to hurry and butcher it. Soon, taking the cheese and milk and the roast veal, he set it before the men and stood beneath the trees beside them as they ate. After they had eaten, one of those three men asked, where is Sarah, your wife? In the tent, Abraham said. Then the Lord said, next year I will give you and Sarah a son. And God debated with himself whether he should tell Abraham his plan or not. For he said, Abraham shall become a mighty nation, and he will be a source of blessing for all nations of the earth. The whole course of history was changed, because one man went out of his way to entertain three strangers, angels unawares. There are a lot of lonely people around. I know because I hear from some of them all the time. Some of them are really all alone. They have nobody. Others just feel lonely, as if the whole world is against them. They have no one to whom they can turn. They feel like a burned-out star out there somewhere in the recesses of space, cycling around some planet which is equally dark, condemned to the death of endless, purposeless progress in an endless, purposeless system. There are millions of people like that in our world. They need a friendly face, a warm and helping hand, a heart that loves the Lord and shows it. Then there are the fearful people. They're the ones who retreat from the openness and innocence of genuine hospitality. They shrink back in suspicion from unconditional open-handedness. They look with longing at those who sit around the fire with its warmth and laughter, but they are afraid because they don't know how to take that warmth, that laughter. The notion of invitation, of friendship and forgiveness, is outside the story of their experience. Hostile human beings have wheeled on them as they watched, confronting them and threatening them with the faggots of their fires. I can understand the feelings of those people. I've felt that way myself sometimes, and on some occasions I still do. I appreciate Christian hospitality, the kind that takes you in without any thought of doing you in. It's part of the process by which God does his work of seeking and saving in this world of ours. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost ones. God does the same thing today through his people who show genuine Christian hospitality. It's important, it's necessary in our hostile and unhospitable world. Followers of Christ are like Abraham in that tent at Mamre. He had there no continuing city, but was like a pilgrim, says the writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews. He looked for a city, one that has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He could feel at home right where he was, even though he was on a pilgrimage. He could have the courage to show hospitality in his temporary habitation. He believed in God, and God would not disappoint him. Believe it or not, that's the feeling people have who know Jesus Christ and accept him as Lord and Savior. They don't settle down, but they feel at home, enough to make others feel at home. Of such people, said the writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. God gave his Son into an alien world. That's the ground for Christian hospitality. The door to the cage is open. The imprisonment is over. The grace of God is all over the place. Confidence in God is the order of the day. Nothing happens that he won't make good. All things fit into a pattern for good to those who love God, who are called according to his gracious purpose. That's what Christians believe. What's it like to be a Christian? It is being hospitable to the fearful and lonely of this world, inviting them to come in and to know the greatest and the best, the good God who loves to forgive. Because that's the way he is and has shown himself to be in his Son, Jesus Christ. It's not a dream world I'm talking about. This is the real world in which all of us live. There's a big difference between being out of it and being with it. Out of it describes the solitariness of the lonely life without God. It's like death, which is really being out of it. With it is sitting on the grass in the warm sunshine of God's favor, or inside at night around the warm fire which crackles with the good news of God. That's not overdrawing the picture. That's the way it is. It's coming in out of the cold to be with God. What's it like to be a Christian? That's the way it is. If that's the way it is, what else could a man say? Practice hospitality in those homes of yours, warmed by the love of God, ungrudgingly. Don't be forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Hospitality is that virtue which allows people to know God and to break through the narrowness of their own fears and to open their houses, the houses of their lives, whether of their persons or their property, to the stranger. It means paying attention without intention, of helping without exploitation. It is making room without withdrawing yourself from that room. It is like Christ, who didn't hesitate to eat with anybody, even though there were religious people who criticized him for doing it. It's being free, as God makes people free, to live by faith in Jesus Christ, accepting his forgiveness, and having in themselves the fullness of God. Of course, there will be surprises. There always are when you have to do with God. He's always surprising people. That's the way love works. The biggest surprise could just be yours. You never know when you are entertaining strangers. You might be entertaining angels, unawares. Amen.